Hi there. The word for today is on the open door policy. In Acts chapter 16, verse 6, we read, "Next, Paul and Silas traveled through the area of Phrygia and Galatia, because the Holy Spirit had prevented them," hello, did you hear that? Prevented them from preaching the word in the province of Asia at that time. Then coming to the borders of Mysia, they headed north to the province of Bithynia. But again, the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them to go there. So instead, they went on through Mysia to the seaport of Troas. That night, Paul had a vision. A man from Macedonia in northern Greece was standing there pleading with him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." So we decided to leave for Macedonia at once, having concluded that God was calling us to preach the good news there. God has an open door policy. When he opens a door, you're supposed to walk through it. Note, however, that when God kept Paul from going into Asia, Paul didn't hang around asking, "Why, Lord?" He kept moving. You see, for Paul, trying something and not having it work out was no big deal. He believed that his gift to God was his willing heart and his mobility, and he believed that God's gift to him was that he'd always guide him to where he needed him to be. What God prevents, please hear this, what God prevents is as much divine guidance as what he permits. Every door that didn't open, every opportunity you didn't get, every call that didn't come, were as much God's leadings as those that did. So, knowing you can't stay where you are right now may be the starting point for God's leadings in your life. And here's an additional but very important thought. Such leadings often begin with a stirring and a restlessness in your soul. And that's the word for you today.